Welcome back to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF, 90.1 FM, cjsf.ca on the World Wide Web and streaming, as well as podcastable archives, which you can find on our website at this page. Or the page for this show, Roots and Berries, for shows going back quite a ways, if this is your thing. I'm Robin, and I am here with you for this hour, across the noon hour. We were just listening to Resonator guitar player Nat Myers from the album Yellow Peril. We heard Duck and Dodge, a little bluesy track there. And before that, a band, Boy Named Banjo, from their album Dusk, a track called Opposite Directions. Both of those artists came into my purview this past year, 2024. Boy Named Banjo's also been around a little while, and in a lot of ways I'm not surprised that I haven't come across them, because the track we heard is kind of sort of out of character in a way to a lot of the music that they put out. It can really rock and roll in ways that sometimes features on the show, but often doesn't feature on the show, but includes banjo. And definitely has leanings, you know, into that format that I like. So we heard that song. We're going to get on to the next set of music here in just a moment. But I was thinking on the walk that I had to the bus up to the station today that I hadn't talked about berries in quite a long time. And being winter, we have a bird feeder outside on our balcony, and you know, the birds are just swarming it. At least the ones that, you know, hang around for the winter. We see lots of chickadees and grackles, especially a few others, but those are the sort of mainstays, and of course sparrows. And it got me thinking about winter berries, and not only the berries that are available for birds, because birds will eat some berries that we as humans won't forage for, or don't know that we can forage for them. partly because we've lost that wisdom to know even what we're looking at. You know, I'm terrible about trying to identify trees and plants and things that might be available for my sustenance, because I'm a city dweller and it has never been part of my education. And especially since moving to the coast from the prairies, where the fauna, flora and the fauna is different, right? And so I'm always curious when I walk past people's gardens, you know, to see what they've got growing, and berries, if you know me, are very colorful, and I'm a color person. You rarely see me not wearing a color, like a bright color. And so berries catch my eye and catch my attention. What I learned today is that winter green berries, or tea berries, as they are sometimes called, are one of the best sources of inflammation-fighting compounds in the world. In the world. And inflammation is the cause of so many diseases and so many health problems. That is increasing, you know, as sugar is exponentially in our diets, as well as other things that, you know, can create irritation and inflammation. Wintergreen, maybe that's the ticket, is foraging some wintergreen and or tea berries. The berries are tasty, but the texture is a bit waxy, apparently. And if you crush the leaves of the wintergreen, you'll get that minty smell that you were hoping for, so that you have an easy way to confirm that it's the right plant. Nice bright red berries, shiny green leaves. And I have to say, you know, of all of the minty plants, spearmint and wintergreen. I love when they used to make wintergreen gum and the flavor of wintergreen. It there's just something about it that is different than peppermint. It's I don't know, just something about my sensory glands that just open up with the wintergreen. And so there you go, winter berries and wintergreen for inflammation. Of course, don't take what I say as the gospel. I'm just, you know, telling you what I learn on the interweb about some things that get posted from foraging sites and different places where, you know, people know more than I know. And I just share that with you. All right. Sharing more music, because that is, generally speaking, what we do on this show, is I share music with you that I think is notable in some way, shape, or form. And definitely when I discovered this band, and especially singing with this woman, Maxita Marak. She's got a real I guess, tone to her voice that is really resonates with me. And the fact that they're an Icelandic bluegrass band just sort of tickles my fancy, because I don't really think of a bluegrass band coming out of Iceland in any real way. But here they are. Mountain Songs and Other Stories is the album that this is off of. And I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of the song in its original language, but it is translated as The Horseman. This is Maxita Marak and the Downhill Bluegrass Band here on Roots and Berries.
Wave the sea, wave that pretty girl back to me, wave. mountain and wave the sand, wave this way and wave again, back turn and swing. And wave the sea, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and wave the sand, wave this way and wave again, back turn and swing. Fever stole away my bride. Wave the ocean and wave the sea, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and wave the sand, wave this way and wave again, back turn and swing. Take this ring that was for my bride and throw it into the rolling tide. Wave the ocean and wave the sea, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and wave the sand, wave this way and wave again, back turn and swing.
Came and how it went. I I left you with the life caved in. And you left me in the poison wind. Bombay bar. Didn't have to search too far. Told me I'm some kind of father. The salt and sea is some kind of water. I asked her to sit with me. Crossed her legs and sipped her tea. Looked around with your brown eyes. Nodded once and said goodbye. All around me things recede. Reminds me who I used to be. All around me things recede. In this town beside the Salton Sea.
Jeff McKenzie. From Drugstore Novel, that was Salton Sea. And before that, The Horse Necks from the album Started Out in Town and their song Wave the Ocean. I have one last song to leave you with. This is Orphan Train by Sunfish Duo.
Children's home is sending us out on the orphan train to try to find someone to take us in. Take us in. We have rode the orphan train. Take us in. We need a home. We need a name. Take us in. Oh, won't you be our kin? We are looking for someone to take us in. I have stolen from the poor box. I've begged the city streets. I've swapped the bars and pool rooms for a little bite to eat. In my daddy's old green jacket and these rags upon my feet, I've been looking for someone to take me in. Take us in. We have rode the orphan train. Take us in. We need a home. We need a name. Take us in. Oh, won't you be our kin? We are looking for someone to take us in. Thank you. whose home they gathered us, me and all the rest. They taught us to sit quietly until the food was blessed. Then they put us on the orphan train and sent us way out west to try to find someone to take us in. Take us in. We have rode the orphan train. Take us in. We need a home. We need a name. Take us in. Oh, won't you be our kin? We are looking for someone to take us in. And their families, they came from miles around. We lined up on the platform of the station in each town. And one by one we parted like some living lost and found. And one by one we all were taken in. Take us in. We have rode the orphan train. Take us in. We need a home. We need a name. Take us in. Train, take us in. We need a home. We need a name. Take us in. Oh, won't you be our kin? We are looking for someone to take us in.
This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.